This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Officials want Long Islanders to be on the lookout for algal blooms this summer. Connecticut lawmakers express concern over how info from parking lot license plate readers is being used. New York will not require registration for e-bikes. Plus, hurricane season this year doesn't look too bad. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Long Islanders flocking to waterways this summer can help the state monitor potentially harmful algal blooms, or HABs. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
The algal blooms choke out oxygen, release toxins, and can lead to fish kills and other problems in lakes and bays. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has opened an online reporting system where residents can use a short form to report suspected blooms. The DEC and Department of Health then evaluate and confirm the reports and post them to a page with an interactive map of current algal bloom locations. The map shows HABs confirmed this month at Agawam Lake and Wainscott Pond. Blooms can look like scattered green dots, linear streaks, or even spilled paint. To fill out a form or see the map, go online to dec.ny.gov. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Some of Connecticut's top state lawmakers want the two leading national home improvement chains to explain how they use data from license plate readers in their parking lots. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports they're worried they could be passing it along to the Trump administration.
Lowe's and Home Depot haven't been clear about whether they share information with out-of-state agencies like ICE, according to an investigation from Hearst Connecticut Media. That's now prompted a letter from a host of state lawmakers, signed by Senate leaders Bob Duff and Martin Looney, House Majority Leader Jason Rojas, and some prominent state senators and representatives. Earlier this year, the state banned immigration agencies from using license plate readers, but private companies like big box stores can still use them. Lawmakers say they want details on how they're using their customers' data, especially if they're sharing it with anyone. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
New York State will not soon be following New Jersey in requiring licenses and registration for e-bikes. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vilkind has more.
A key state lawmaker says there isn't enough time this year to properly consider nearly four dozen proposals to regulate e-bikes because passing the state budget is taking so long. Assembly member Bill Magnarelli is a Syracuse Democrat who chairs the Transportation Committee. He favors registration, but says he hasn't put together a full package dealing with e-bike crashes and lax enforcement.
The session's getting away from us because of budget, just not enough time to focus. And so we've got to bring back the focus on this matter.
Bicycle advocacy groups say they're wary of registration. They want changes that will make it easier for people to use e-bikes instead of cars. New Jersey's registration law takes effect in July. New York lawmakers will leave the Capitol June 4th. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vilkind for the New York Public News Network.
Predictions show that hurricane season this year doesn't look too bad. That story and more are coming up. The median price for a home on Long Island is approaching an all-time high. In April, the median sale price in Nassau was $852,000, up 7% since the same time last year. The median price in Suffolk was $715,000, up 6.7%. That's according to new data from OneKey MLS. A historic Connecticut dairy plant will close this summer. The Gaidas Shebert Dairy Company in New Britain is expected to fully close by August 31st. More than 200 people will lose their jobs. The plant is responsible for processing milk and ice cream products. The town of East Hampton will get over $7 million to build affordable housing. The money comes from a state grant program that funds prefabricated home construction. The award comes as the median home price in the Hamptons hit a record $2.4 million earlier this year. A temporary ban on alcohol at 10 more Connecticut state parks is in place now through mid-August. It usually is okay to drink at many of Connecticut's 110 state parks, but with restrictions depending on where you go in the park, for example, near beaches or boardwalks. Now, for the last several years, the state has put temporary bans in place at select locations to manage crowds during peak visitor season. Some of those in our region include Indian Well, Sherwood Island, Silver Sands, Squaw's Pond, and parts of Rocky Neck. Governor Lamont has named a new interim chair of the board that oversees Connecticut's state colleges and universities. WSHU's Shelley Hassman Kadish reports the move comes amid complaints of sexual harassment in the system.
Lamont has appointed Ari Santiago, a member of the Board of Regents for the Connecticut State Colleges and University System, to head the panel. The previous chair, Marty Gouet, resigned in April following the release of documents that showed former CSCU interim chancellor John Maduko allegedly in violation of the system's sexual harassment policies. According to the Connecticut Mirror, the employee who accused Maduko of harassment said Gouet told her he once had a woman fired after she made a sexual harassment complaint against him. The Board of Regents has voted to hire an independent consulting firm to review the incident. Shelley Hassman Kadish, WSHU News.
The Sono Collection Mall in Norwalk could face foreclosure as property owners have yet to pay off remaining debts. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The property was listed in a lawsuit seeking its foreclosure. According to Superior Court records, a company called CT Mall Loan Agent LLC filed a notice with the City of Norwalk. The lead defendant is Norwalk Land Development LLC. The company told the court it intends to seek a foreclosure on the mall due to the owner's failure to pay outstanding debts. According to court records, the company claims that the borrower failed to repay the full loan amount of $245 million. It requested the foreclosure of the mortgage and possession of the property. The request for foreclosure comes almost 2 months after the owners listed the Sono Collection for sale. Superior Court has not yet posted a foreclosure filing as of Friday last week. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
Hurricane season is around the corner, and it's not expected to be bad in our region this year. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more on how to stay prepared in case that changes.
Hurricane season starts on June 1st. Predictions for this hurricane season are below normal, but officials say that doesn't mean residents shouldn't prepare for extreme weather. Hurricane Irene and Superstorm Sandy both happened during what were predicted to be below average years. Ronnell Higgins leads the State Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
We all know that when we entered the era of unpredictable weather leading to torrential rainstorms and flooding, as well as the new threat of wildfires, we have to be prepared.
Preparedness means having a plan before disaster strikes, where you and your family can go, what you'll bring, and how to secure your property, including with flood insurance. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, stream online, or download the free WSHU app. And for even more from this station, give us a follow on Instagram. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.